Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, happy Christmas Eve. We are broadcasting here from Mount Shasta. This is Blog Talk Radio Channel Panel. This is the special healing show today. Catherine May is the host of this show. She has been a psychologist for years, has done remarkable healing. She's brought remarkable healing here to so many people, so much good documentation of help that she's given to people. She brings an eclectic type of healing that covers all kind of different areas, and we're here today to heal people. We've got a list that we're going to go through. I want to just tell you a couple of things. We have a new Facebook page. It's Healing for Ascension Tour. We would love you to go there, like us, and from there you can see all the new events that we're going to be having, 2 weeks' worth of things coming up here in Shasta. Also, Catherine has a website, whoneedslight.org. You can also go there and see the events. So I'm going to pass this on to Catherine. We have a fun-packed show. Have a great time. Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Janet. We call her Ariel. Well, we have a special show this morning. I offered to let people sign up in person if we had 12 people or less, and the first 12 people who signed up are the ones that we're going to talk with today. So they've asked for a special healing for themselves by name, and that makes it even more effective, I think, because people know that we're talking directly to them. And when we go into the healing chambers, they will have a special spot in there, and we'll encounter our wonderful Sananda, who's such a brilliant healer. And we'll see if they get a special healing today. Thank you, Janet, for the introduction. We have Janet and Gabriella are working hard on our Facebook page and our news announcements. And I want to thank everyone on the call who has sent us donations. And Anne Hart, our dear friend from Hollow Earth Network, put out a newsletter to tell people that we were truly in need of some support. And people just opened their hearts and their wallets and sent us wonderful donations. So it has made it possible for us to continue our tour. We'll be here in Mount Shasta for 3 more weeks, and we don't yet know where we're going after that, but our original plan was we would travel down through California. So that's probably what we'll be doing. We have some places in mind and people waiting for us, so that's going to be an exciting time too. So today, because of the holidays, we have this special show, and I see there are people signing in from all over. Here's Serbia, and I see people saying the sun is just coming up where they are. So greetings, everybody, and it's really, yes, here's Dejan sending love from Serbia. So welcome, everybody. We're going to do our regular healing session where we'll go to the Arcturian ship. We all go together, healers, those who've asked to be healed, all of us, where we meet with the masters who are here to help out, and the Arcturians who have, of course, some wonderful techniques. Now, there are a few people on the line, so I think I'm going to take a couple of quick calls to see what people are saying. Oh, here's a Mount Shasta number. Let's start with that person. Let's see who's here. 530-0663. Actually, it's a Northern California number. Maybe you are in Mount Shasta. You're on the air.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Hi, this is Juno. It's 530-926-0663, and it's definitely Mount Shasta.
Hi, Juno.
Hi, love.
Well, we know who Juno is. She was here the other day for one of our healing sessions.
Well,
go ahead, Juno.
I have been feeling absolutely wonderful since our healing session, and I am very excited to be part of the session this morning.
Oh, that's great. Well, would you like to, we were trying to call you back to see what it was you wanted us to address this morning. Is there something else in particular you want to address in the healing call?
Well, since our healing session on Friday, which was magnificent, I am so great and so deep, I have been feeling very much expanded, and when I talk to people, the words just come from a vast expanse of knowledge. It's been magnificent. However, when I am in person with people, the physical manifestation that we were also working on, it is still present and does get activated. And so I am desiring and praying and open to the magnificent healing that can occur further today to help me to release that energetic pattern.
All right. And if it's okay with you, I will explain to people what you're referring to.
Okay.
Juno had, a traumatic childhood. And as a result, got caught up in a facial expression that, how would you describe it, where you scrunched your eyes together in a reflex motion that caused you to blink a lot. And made conversation difficult for Juno.
And also made being with people difficult for me.
Right, right. So it was something that she was doing all the time, and it made
When I'm with people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that, you know, if you don't mind my using your example for others, it will be very helpful.
Okay.
When we have a gesture or a difficulty like that, some people, I mean, it's not a very attractive name for it, but some people call it a tic. It's a contraction of the muscles that you do over and over again. It's one of the diagnostic clues you can look for is if it's all the time, then it can be from neurological damage. But if the person is able to not do it when they're alone or when they're not feeling stress, then that means it's psychologically based and it can be cured. So if it is something that's psychologically based, that means it's really easier to address. So that said, we will address that today again. Okay, Juno?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Welcome. I'm going to put you on mute now.
Okay.
And we will continue. And if you will press the 1 on your phone, Juno, then I won't get you confused with others who are just calling. Okay, we have 3 other people, and I'm just going to make this very quick. Let's open the longest one first, 352, and the last 2 numbers are 5757. You're on the air.
Good morning from South Florida, Doctor.
Hi, who's this?
This is Susani Saka. It's my first time calling on a blog radio podcast. I've been invited so many other times, but I saw your lovely picture this morning, and it was my time to reach out to you and to others and say, hello, world, so nice to finally meet you, you know?
Oh, welcome. Now, say your name again for us.
It is Susani Saka.
Susani.
Yes,
all right.
And I just to give you briefly, I'm a Reiki Master 3. I can totally identify with Juno. I had a terrible dysfunctional childhood as well. And, you know, I think the more pain we have in our childhood, I think that makes us more empathetic to help and heal the world once we figure out everything that happened to us and we release it, you know?
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
And,
well, you're going to be interested in today's session because we have a lot of those issues to address.
Well, I'm offering, if I may, any person a part of this, I will send them long-distance Reiki healing, and it is the most beautiful experience. And just to give you real quick 2 sentences, this I'm putting the year 2013 in my rearview mirror. I lost my mother in January. She died. My father-in-law died in April. My husband in July thought, oh, I better go to the hospital. I'm not feeling well. He had open-heart surgery. Thank God he's with us still. But it's just been one thing after another. And you know what? January 16th, I'm going to be 50. So it's like, I would never want to do my 20s, my 30s, or my 40s over. I'm in the most perfect spot. And I know for all of your listeners, 2014 will be filled with abundant blessings. And just face, you know, fear, not to be afraid
forward.
Of it. It's face everything and roar, you know, and you'll succeed in positive energy. And that's what I'm about. So I
that's
was so
great.
Happy to receive the invitation from Facebook. The angels working that really reached out. So here I am. Hello.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put you on hold now. And you'll
and
follow
you.
Along and learn the ropes here, and welcome. We're glad to
and
have you with
you
us.
Thank you so much for the time, and God bless everyone, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Susani. Okay, so I should have given our rules here. Generally, we just ask that people have 1 question or 1 statement, and then we can move on because it's hard to get to everybody here. But that was nice to hear from Susani, and certainly her message is right on for today because we are looking forward here to healing and to starting new. So here's a New York number. Let's see who's there. It's 917-9825. You're on the air.
Hi, Kathleen. This is Mari.
Hi, Mari.
A big hug to you and all of you, and Merry Christmas, and a beautiful, healthy 2014 for everyone.
Oh, thank you, Mari.
Kathleen, how are you? Everything's fine, no?
We're great, yes.
Yes. I wanted to be supporting people who are with pancreas and diabetes conditions. My father just passed on December 13th, and I spent many weeks in the hospital in November with him. And one thing that came up for me that I wanted to ask you, if we can include this today, even at the end, is to send healing and ascension for those spirits and souls who leave the body and they're still struggling in a spirit shape to ascend, and they come back to earth and they continue toward the light. And so I wanted to know, when we do the grid meditation for healing the planet overall, if we can also include those spirits, those forms that are still moving on. Thank you, Catherine. Mm-hmm. I love you.
Oh, thank you, Mari. That's a good idea. It's a good day to send our blessings and our encouragement and our love to those who have passed, to speed them on their way. So most people who pass when they have their families around them really have no problem going to the light because they're ready. But there are a few who hesitate and don't know where to go or get lost. We have a lot of people on the line today, and I know everybody wants to say happy holidays. And that's really lovely. We love hearing from you. But we do have the 12 people to heal on the line. I hope they're here with us. So we'll save our greetings and blessings and Merry Christmas wishes for the end of the session. If people want to make a comment or talk about what they felt, that would be very welcome. We'll save some time at the end. So let me tell you who's on the list today. And it's very interesting that of these 12 people, there are some real similarities. So we have a challenge for today. Here's Pat. She's on the line. Good to see you there. The people we have on the line, well, I'll read you a very brief description of what they're asking for, of the healings that they're asking for. These are all people who have had chronic problems that are difficult to heal. Debbie, the people who give their last names, I will use their last names. Beringer Dane. She's in South Blooming Grove, New York. That's right near my stomping grounds in upstate New York. She's had diabetes, retinopathy, neuropathy. All of those things go with diabetes, of course. High blood pressure, Lyme disease, and also something on her left side, the left side of her rib cage. So Debbie is dealing with chronic things. And here's Pat Colton. Stress and a career with toxic chemicals. She was the first union female painter in Minnesota. So pain and fatigue and probably toxic poisoning issues. And also some, if I might add, some childhood trauma issues. Darlene Blystone is asking for healing assistance in acceptance. And this one I think is so important for all of us. She's speaking for all of us, I think. The 2013 syndrome, she wants to be able to feel more acceptance and to be free of the unconscious thoughts of denial and guilt, and to clear away all thoughts and beliefs, to be in full acceptance and be able to receive. So this is something that that all of us experience from time to time, which I think we could call a loss of faith or a hesitation where we get in our own way. where we, oh, she's saying fibromyalgia and lung problems. So those are probably connected with the paint toxic problems for Pat. Okay, Darlene is talking about accepting the love that's coming to us. I see Jan is on the chat room saying, can I say something about the chat? You want me to announce the chat room and have people know that you're on there and so you can all talk to each other? I'm guessing that's mm-hmm. what they're referring to. Yes, it really is fun on the chat room. Those of you who want to speak with each other and wish each other happy holidays and make contact with one another, you can do that on the chat room. You can give each other your emails. You can find out people who are in the same area. And I do know that there are people who've connected with one another and have become good friends by talking to each other on the chat room. So let's continue Darlene's request. It's been hard times for a lot of people. You know, we're waiting for the prosperity funds. We're hanging on, some of us, by a thread, having given away all our money or, you know, leaped off the cliff into a new kind of life. And with the hope that the prosperity funds would catch us, we're still living in a world that's run by money. So, of course, it's hard. We see a future that is so different. We feel it coming. We can tell there's something so much better for us coming down the road, and we want to be a part of it. But sometimes it's hard to be patient. Sometimes it's hard to hang on and be accepting, and especially to accept the idea that all happens in divine time. When you're eager and wanting things to change and you're feeling like you're out on the edge and you don't have a lot of friends or your family has turned against you or you lost your job, it sometimes feels like things just get too hard, and it's very hard to keep your energy up and hard to keep your vibration up. So that's why we do these healings. It's all about raising your vibration, and that helps you to heal. In fact, you can't get sick if your vibrations are really high. So you will see, of all the people who wrote in today, almost all of them are saying it's their problems are linked to old feelings, old traumas, and the feelings that they've left behind. So that's a major part of what we're dealing with today. So here's Brenda McCree, severe brain fog, memory problems, nervous system problems. This sounds like Lyme disease, but we'll see. Insomnia, devastating fatigue for 20 years. Well, she has a prolapsed heart mitral valve, so that certainly would have an effect. Hypothyroid and Hashimoto's autoimmune disease. Well, hypo, of course, is low thyroid, so she's dealing with a whole group of problems that are often connected to having had a disease or a disability of some kind, and add to that feelings of depression and hopelessness and fear. And the combination is just completely toxic. So we're going to help you raise your vibration, and some of those things will begin to resolve. Here's Beverly Best. She's talking about emotional pain from family members that she's helped and who have now turned against her. She had a drunk driver accident. Apparently there were She said she's confused a lot and distracted, so maybe some traumatic brain injury. Lower back and hips always on fire. Oh, that's hard. Okay, her entire body and feet are affected by ankle replacement. Ooh, knee pain. So bad it's hard to sleep. That sounds really painful, Beverly. Let's work on trying to manage that and help you raise your level of vibration so high that you can really put the pain aside. And Pat Haley is, this is what I would refer to as an empathy call. She's feeling anguish and high blood pressure. She had electroshock therapy for depression, which leaves anybody just exhausted and usually confused, has stomach problems, and she feels she was harboring a reptilian and has probably experienced symptoms for a long time. And they, once you've experienced something for a really long time, it becomes as if it's a part of you. And then you adapt to it, and then it makes it really hard to get rid of. Helen Gould from France, I believe she's in the States, but her little granddaughter, Maya, is in France, has two holes in her heart that won't, and one that hasn't healed yet. One has healed. But they're talking about doing open heart surgery, and of course they're all very concerned and would prefer to see this heal. So we're going to send prayers and healing energy to Maya to see if we can envision the hole in her heart closing up so that she won't have to have open heart surgery. Mary Parker has, this is very similar. Basically, what she described is panic and terror. And those are residues of trauma of various kinds. And she's also saying she has vision problems. These things are all connected, aren't they? We are psychosomatic. Human beings are completely psychosomatic. We experience our emotions in our bodies. And when the emotions are painful and difficult, we develop disease. So here's Catherine Masson. She's following a holistic protocol, has stage 2 breast cancer. Her breast is filled with, sounds like infection, and is black and blue. The doctor wants to completely remove. She has nausea from the meds. So, Catherine, you're hanging on, trying to prevent surgery, but let's see what we can do to help you go after the cancer. And Brenda Quintana needs hip replacements, is in extreme pain, and she can hardly move. Okay, that's one that we can work with by sending the stem cells to help rebuild the cartilage in your hips. And I've seen this be very helpful for people, and of course we're hoping to ascend very soon so we won't have to go through all these surgeries. So let's see if we can help Brenda to hold off. Also, we want to send love and prayers to Diane in Australia, who's just gone to the hospital for depression. She's had bouts of depression since she was 19, and so we'll send her prayers and to her and to her husband Ian as well. They sent me a picture of her with her beautiful family. She has two boys and her husband, who love her deeply. So that certainly helps to overcome depression. But I'm going to talk first, before we begin, a little bit about depression. Because I think everyone who wrote in about a healing is probably inclined toward depression, either because you've been in pain so long that you can't stand it, or from childhood trauma, or both. Depression is not a thing. It's not a disease. It is a combination of feelings. It's the combination of guilt and shame, fear, and anger. And when you feel those things, it combines to create depression. So if you approach depression that way, that it is an expression of predominantly fear and anger, it makes it easier to manage it. If you can acknowledge that you're angry, if you can acknowledge that you're fearful, you can address those things. And those are both things that respond to faith and to accepting the feelings of love and appreciation, deep acceptance that comes to us from Mother, Father, God, from Prime Creator, from Sananda, from each other when we're doing these healing calls. So as we're doing this, everyone here, everyone who's requested a healing, please be aware that we are sending you healing energy. We're sending you, as our friend Suzanne said, the Reiki-type energy that's filled with love and acceptance. And that is the cure for depression. But the requirement is that you be able to accept it. As Darlene asked, to learn to accept and to learn to absorb the healing energy. And as our dear Ariel has said, it is our job as light workers to help our brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed it is. And it's now the job of those who've asked for healing today. And we've also included Juno, who has called in and told us about the neurological expression of her trauma in childhood, where she closed her eyes and scrunched up her face. And you can just picture a child, can't you, trying to not see what's going on around them, trying to not feel the pain. And we develop these physical reflexes to specifically fit the problem that we're experiencing in childhood. And if you look at your current physical problems, you'll see there's always a connection, an emotional connection, to the feelings that were most difficult for you. All right, so let's begin. We're going to get together in our group, and we're going to go right up through our light chamber to the Arcturian ship. So let's all do our meditation. Get really relaxed, comfortable, and ready to just float together up through our corridor that we've created to transport ourselves from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, which is where the Arcturians are. So breathe deeply. Picture yourself in this light chamber that is like a corridor, pillar of light, that travels right from Earth to the Arcturian ship and beyond, by the way. But we're going to get off at the Arcturian ships. So Everybody, picture yourself gathered together in our light chamber, surrounded by light. Everyone's inside the pillar of light, the healers, those who have asked to be healed, and anyone else who comes to these calls with something that's persistent and difficult. You'll be included today, too. This is not exclusive. Yeah, we have, I'm going to ask, along with Catherine Masson, we want to send prayers also to our dear friend Normalita, who has also been dealing with breast cancer for some time. And she has managed to sustain herself and even bring the numbers down a little bit. So she's been really working hard to survive this and to keep her energies high so that she'll be here to ascend with us. So that's the goal for everybody who has a difficult disease that they want to overcome, to be here with us so we can all ascend together. So it's a wonderful goal to work toward. All right. We're in our light chamber. We're all going to just feel the love, feel the sense of companionship and all our friends around us surrounding and cheering us on. And we're just going to float together. You can take the hand of the person next to you. We'll make a nice circle and just lift off. And as you feel the high energy, the feelings of love being sent to us, we just upward through the chamber, through the corridor, leaving planet Earth behind for the moment. And here we go, just gently floating upward. And as we do, you feel yourself getting lighter and lighter. Feel your heart opening, feeling so joyful. And here we come to the Arcturian ship that's parked here just to help us. This is the Arcturian mothership that's parked over the North Pole. And they're here specifically to help us heal. And when we go inside, those of you who are new will be amazed to hear how they have developed the technologies and the techniques to help us. It's a huge ship, and it has an entrance below where we can, they slide open the panel and we just float up into the entryway all together, and they slide the panel shut and we just float down and stand on the base. And here we are inside the Arcturian ship. You can greet all your friends and wish everybody happy holidays. And it doesn't matter what holiday you celebrate. We're all here just to celebrate. So now they open the big doors that lead to the healing arena that is so beautiful. It's brightly lit. It's, you can see plants. You can see there windows in the top of the ship where you can see the sky. It's just a really beautiful place. Not like a cold and impersonal operating room that we're used to, but a really friendly place. And they have a whole arena that's designed for us, especially with the healing beds in a circle. Big circle, and there's room for everybody, anyone who wants to come. They will be happy to take care of us because this is what they love to do. The Arcturians are a very highly evolved culture. It's civilization. They're from the planet Arcturus. And they have come here especially to help us with this ascension process because they've been through it themselves. And they operate at a very high level, and they don't have any sickness or any kinds of illness. But they have studied us and our needs and have developed some very advanced ways of helping us to heal. So it is their wish to be of service. So this is one of the things where we learn acceptance. We're here to be healed. And now it's the job of those who are here to be healed, who've requested it, to be open to the healing. So it's a reciprocal thing. And now we're going to go in to the healing arena, and everyone's assembling the masters and Mother, Father, God, and Sananda, and the archangels are gathering in the center. The Arcturians are there, a team for every single person who comes, and there are special technologies lined up to help. And now we're going to walk in. I'll name the people again who are going in, but anyone who relates to what they are suffering from and anyone else who has a special difficulty they want to address today, by all means, everybody should come in. Okay, Beverly, who had the accident, the drunk driver accident, and she's having fire and pain in her body, and it's very hard to sleep. So, Beverly, come on in and take yourself up to choose one of the healing beds. Go up around the 12 o'clock area, and that's where Sananda will begin. So, he's going to start there, and you will feel his high level energy. He comes around, he puts his hands on both sides of your head, and you'll feel like a wave of intense healing energy. Debbie, who has diabetes and has had Lyme disease and high blood pressure, come on in. And anybody else who has high blood pressure or infectious diseases of any kind, come on in with her. And Pat Colton, who's talking about stress and toxic chemicals and also childhood abuse and fibromyalgia, come on in, Pat, and you come around to the 3 or 4 o'clock area. And anybody who has anything like what Pat has experienced, come on in with her. Pain and fatigue, any kind of pain. Everyone is welcome. And Darlene, who wants to experience acceptance. And I think what Darlene is referring to, too, is that she really wants to experience love. And what we find in these healing sessions and in life is that the more you accept yourself and the more you love others, the more you're able to accept God's love, and the better your life gets. So today we're going to work on acceptance, being in faith, and being able to receive love. Brenda, memory and nervous system problems, insomnia, fatigue, and autoimmune disease. And Susie, you're usually on the line. Susie, who's had MS, why don't you go in with Brenda? You can have a support group together. We've talked about autoimmune disease and how it's connected to our sense of acceptance and feeling love for ourselves. An autoimmune disease is a disease in which you turn against yourself. And anyone who has an autoimmune disease needs to look for that, to be aware that you are turning against yourself. And there will always be a psychological component where you can find and deal with and resolve the feelings of self-hatred and doubt and shame. And when you deal with those, you will find the autoimmune disease can be stopped and even healed. Okay, Pat Haley, high blood pressure, depression, and stomach problems, and she feels she was harboring a reptilian. So, you know, probably a lot of the people here are recovering from that. Those of us who harbored a reptilian for years really had to struggle and work hard just to stay balanced, because that was their goal, was to unbalance and destroy our happiness in order to get power over us. When you're feeling happy and in love with life and with yourself and with God, you cannot be conquered. So this is why they were trying to make us sick, because people who are sick start to feel bad and they start to get depressed, and then they're easier to control. So it's our job to rise up out of that like a phoenix and shake it off and let the love flow in and raise your vibration, and you are going to feel like a new person. Okay, we're going to save a bed here for Maya, who's 4 and who has the hole in her heart that needs to heal. So we're going to send her big prayers and hope that, I hope she's here and she'll feel our energy. And here's Mary Parker. Mary, around, we're going around the circle to about the 8 o'clock space. Mary is talking about vision problems, but also that she's just terrified all the time. She's terrified about that bad things are happening in life. She's terrified about what's going to happen to her. And I think this is a really good example for all of us. Any sentence that you say that begins with "what if" is something that you are using to torture yourself. What if is probably one of the worst things that we ever thought up in the language, because it puts you in a place of dread and fear. And it implies that something bad is coming, something bad is going to happen to you even before anything has happened. So you're miserable ahead of time. Life is hard enough without suffering for things that haven't happened yet. So let's all stop worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow or the day after, and have a good time today and heal. Okay, here's Catherine Masson, who's healing from breast cancer. So Catherine, take yourself in and bring my brother Tom with you, if you will, and all the others who have any kind of tumor or any kind of cancerous issue, lymphoma, leukemia, any sort of cancer that needs to be conquered. All of you, go in there together and feel the high-level energy that we're going to send. And when you do that, cancer cannot survive in your body. If you can raise your vibration high enough, you will defeat the cancer. It will just shrivel up and die because it cannot survive in a really high vibrational environment. And of course that's a challenge, because when you're sick, it's really difficult to overcome the feelings of sickness in order to raise your vibration. But that's our goal here. Okay, Brenda, hip replacements and extreme pain. So Brenda's going to lead a group of people who may have bone or back problems or pain problems, knees, elbows. Lots of people have back problems. So you've gotten the gist of this, I bet, by now, that we're really here to raise everybody's vibration, to help everyone raise their feeling tone to a place where you can just exult, just feel the love pouring down on you and let it flow through you and heal all the pain, all the problems. And those of you who've been feeling terrible pain for such a long time, if you let the loving energy from Mother, Father, God, from Sananda, to just flow through your body into your bones, you will feel the relief. Because your cells love it. Your body loves it to feel that high energy flow right through you. It dissolves pain. It dissolves illness. And it makes the inflammation just flow away. So you'll feel that. Now, everybody is in place, and the Arcturians are starting to do their scan. And as we go through this healing session, I will describe what's happening in the arena with each person and with the Arcturians and how they're operating. They have these wonderful technologies, a scan that will, it looks like the scan on your printer. It shines light through your body, and it does several things. It activates your immune system, which is a problem with a lot of people here. Their immune system is suppressed. And anyone who feels depression is also simultaneously suppressing their immune system. Depression suppresses your immune system. So don't let yourself be depressed. Just refuse. I will not feel this. I will not accept these feelings. I'm going to decide what I'm going to feel. It's under my command. I will choose to focus on feelings and ideas that are uplifting instead of focusing on pain and suffering. It sounds very simple, and it is a simple principle. It's a matter of learning to apply it. All right, so the Arcturians have done their scans on everyone, and when they do that, they can diagnose anything. They can see anything in your body that's a problem, and they will go after it. So, for instance, with Catherine Masson and anyone who has cancer, they will tune their instruments. Once they've done the scan, they can detect the signature of your healthy cells. And they also can detect the electromagnetic signature of the cancer. And then they will use their wands to pass the wand over your body where they see that the cancer has gathered. And it will literally send an electromagnetic pulse to the cancer cells, and the cancer cells will shrivel up and die, and then your body will need to expel them. So that's all part of the process. It's also the same technique with an infectious disease. The residue of Lyme disease, for instance, sometimes can hide in your body. Well, it can't hide from the Arcturian wand because the electromagnetic charge goes right through your body, and it can get to any little crevice, any little hiding virus or bacterial cells, and they will just be zapped and flow away. And then it's your job to not welcome them back, to not welcome any disease back in your body, because there are always plenty in the air, there are always plenty circulating through our water, our food, our air, as it always has been. So with a high immune system, an effective immune system, we're not affected. So this is designed to boost your immune system. Okay, now anybody with injuries, there are a number of people who talked about injuries and pain caused by some kind of injury. They have, for Brenda, for instance, they're going to be using their wand, their wands. There are a number of Arcturians working on her because she has a number of areas of difficulty in her body. They've calibrated the wands to produce the energy that will boost her immune system and will nourish and support the healthy tissue. And in the process, the healthy tissue begins to predominate and take over the places where there has been inflammation and pain. So inflammation is the response, our body's response to an injury. It's designed to create warmth and bring healing energy to the area that's in pain. But of course, if your body isn't, if your immune system isn't working effectively enough, it's not producing enough of the healing cells to recover. And then you get it locked into a feedback loop where you're always in pain and always experiencing inflammation. So this is going to put you over the top. So the Arcturians are working on her whole body. I see them on her feet, on her hands, and then into all the areas of her body that's experiencing pain. Her ankles, her knees, her lower back and hips. And you will be feeling, Beverly, you'll be feeling relief. You'll be feeling the soothing energy and the activation of the healthy cells instead of the activation of the pain. And those of you who have expressed the symptoms of emotional pain, the Arcturians, like Mary, for instance, and a number of others. Beverly also talked about, we have, and Brenda as well, has a hip replacement and extreme pain. So there are several of you working on similar issues, but there's also the psychological component that Darlene brought to us, and Pat as well. So now it's your job to open your heart and let these lovely beings who are so caring and so attentive surround you and send you healing and peace. And now I'm going to describe what the healers are doing. The healers take their place around the outside of the circle and can help everyone. They can also choose a spot in the circle and concentrate on one person if they wish to, if they have a special ability that they'd like to use.
And the healers bring in the energy, pull down the energy from spirit, let it flow through their bodies, and then direct it right to the person in front of them, to the spot, the area that needs healing. And so the healers around the outside of the circle are an important part of this process, because they're also sending their loving energy. And as you feel them directing and focusing their intention to help you heal, it is your responsibility, those of you who ask for the healing, to open your heart and just let it wash over you. Let it enter your heart, and then your heart will pump that good feeling and high-level energy all through your body. And it will activate your immune system. It will speed up your healing. But you have to allow it to be absorbed all through your body. Now let's describe what's happening in the center. I haven't yet introduced all our friends and masters who are here to help with the healing. Mother, Father, God are here, and they love doing this. They love helping us heal. And the archangels are here, Michael and Celeste and our dear Ariel and Hilarion and Gabriella and Lucifer, Raphael and Mother Mary, and anyone else you want to call on, ask them to come and be a part of this healing and to help you out. And any one of the archangels will be delighted. All the masters help, and they all are so happy when they're called upon, because that's their job. That's what they love to do. It's what they're there for, to help and protect us. And so they're gathered here in the center, and they're focusing and sending the healing energies outward toward the people who are being healed. And Sananda goes around the group and puts his hands on the side of the head of each person as he goes around the circle. And each one has their own healing technique that they like to use, and they are sending their bright light and intense high-level energy to each person who comes to be healed. And so with this, all of us still in the light, all of us still within the pillar of light, experiencing these waves of healing energy, you can feel it. It's like a bonfire. By the time all of them are flowing this energy around us, there's such power in this group that it practically lifts you right out of your chair. And what they're sending is light, and light is love. Breathe it in. Just breathe it in. Feel it warming you, flowing through your body. This is like the 1-2-3 approach to healing. You're getting the masters, the healers who are in human bodies, and the Arcturians all together in the same place. What a powerful technique. So breathe it in. And the healers as well, those who are in the outside circle, will feel the energy and are also in the light the whole time. So everyone benefits from this uplifting energy. And this, in addition to healing us and healing those who have asked to be healed today, is raising our vibration. And the more we do this, the more we practice this, the more we get used to feeling this high-level energy that comes from being in the company of others who are sending love, it helps us to acclimate and get used to these high-level energies. And the more we do it, the more we prepare ourselves to be in the fifth dimension. So for those who do this twice a week with us or as often as possible, you're getting used to this. You're acclimating to the higher level energies that are the fifth dimension. And the more we do this, the higher our energy, the more prepared we are. And so when the time comes for the first wave to ascend, we are going to be standing on the threshold with our wings open and ready to fly. So there's not going to be any problem ascending for those who are opening their hearts and soaking in this love. That's how it is in the higher dimensions. So that's what we're preparing ourselves for. Here's a sidebar. A lot of people write to me and say, yes, but what about the bad people out there in spaceships who are going to attack us? Or what about the dark entities that are lurking? Well, no, they're not. And there aren't any. Because in the higher dimensions, there cannot exist any evil. Once you raise your vibration and you're living in the seventh, eighth, ninth dimension, only the dark ones can only live below the fifth dimension. And, of course, that's what we've experienced on planet Earth because we were in the third dimension. But once you raise your level of vibration to a higher level, then you free yourself from being involved with bad people, dark entities, you name it. And there are other protections that we can't possibly understand that have to do with dimensions and multidimensionality. But we'll learn as soon as we ascend. We're going to be coached and taught all about how to get used to living in the fifth dimension and higher. How to use our powers of manifestation to create what we want. And then we're going to come back and help. Most of us are going to just do our lessons and learn how to help people even more. And then we're coming back and to help the next wave to ascend. And meanwhile, things are going to be changing dramatically on planet Earth. So who knows? Maybe this will be our last healing call. Maybe we won't need any more healing calls. Maybe the ships will land and bring us their technologies, and we'll have 100 healers each to help us learn and help us to be relieved of these problems we've been experiencing all along. So that's something we can really look forward to. It has been promised. It has been told to us that things are changing fast, that we're going to feel, some of us already feel it, the change that's happening on the planet. And if you look around, what you're going to see this week is that the prosperity funds indeed are coming and have already been used as what we might call a sting operation to arrest huge numbers of leaders around the globe. And this week, you're going to be seeing a whole lot of people doing the perp walk. So the darkness that so many people have complained about and feared is being dealt with. Behind the scenes, we don't see all the things that are going on. We don't see how God's work is being done everywhere across the planet. But it is happening. And soon we're going to start seeing the evidence. There's already been a big wave of arrests in Turkey and in Iceland, and it's coming here to the States as well. We're going to see it across Europe. All these people who have been greedy and have left most of us with the crumbs are being taken away. And when that happens, the prosperity is going to increase. Everyone is going to feel relief. And of course, I know a lot of you are suffering from the fact that you just can hardly make ends meet. And that adds such a stress. If you're already sick and you're worrying about, you know, where your next rent payment's going to come from, that certainly doesn't help you to get well. So help is definitely on the way. All right, now let's check in. Sananda is working his way around. He's now around to the 10, 11 o'clock area. The Arcturians are now finishing up. They have a number of different kinds of wands that they use. Some of them are especially designed for soothing and easing pain, which is a different kind of technique, and they have been using that on Debbie and on Pat and also on anybody else who has Beverly, who had the injuries and the inflammation and pain. It's a different approach. It's a soothing wand that helps to bring the healing energy and to attract the stem cells and the healing energy from our immune system. Whereas the ones that the way they calibrate it to work with either an infectious disease or something like cancer, it's a different approach. So it zaps the cells that are the foreign invaders. So it's a different technique. And there are a few people here who have had both techniques today, both to zap the invading cells and also to soothe and ease the pain. So they're wrapping up their techniques, their treatments. And Juno, who talked to us earlier, who had the facial contractions, they've done a whole facial for her to send electrical pulses that are the opposite of the ones that her body is producing. So each time her body starts to produce a flinch response, they are able to deactivate it by sending the opposite, which is a relaxation pulse. So they've been sending these relaxation pulses through her whole face, through the rest of her body, because it's, of course, not, it's a whole body issue. Anytime we have something that is a result of emotional trauma, it affects every part of our bodies. So they're also sending these healing and easing pulses all through your bodies. And now they're gesturing, the Arcturians are saying it's time for the blue and silver light, which is the soothing and cleansing light that removes all the toxins, all the residue of the healing process that they've just accomplished. So now's the time to really breathe deeply and feel the beautiful, soothing, cool light, blue and silver light. It's their specialty. It just flows through you, eases every bit away. And anyone who's had inflammation, just let it pour in and eliminate the inflammation. Wash it away. And you'll feel it right from your head all the way down through your body and out through your toes. And just leave a pool of residue there on the floor and let it be absorbed into the ether. Everything that was toxic, everything that didn't belong there, let it flow away. There's a wonderful feeling of relief that comes with this cool, soothing light. And as we're doing these healings, remember to do your affirmations. I am love. I am light. I am God. And let the feeling of love and being in love with yourself anchor in your heart. And then let it flow all through your body. And let it flow up into your brain where all those contrary ideas were. Our brains are a problem. They're really just a computer, but when your computer has been fed all kinds of negative ideas, it tends to just spew out those negative ideas like a broken record. Don't allow it. Just say, no, that's just the computer spewing out stuff. I don't have to listen to that. Go to your heart. Feel the love and the light flowing through you. And let that take the place of all these thoughts that you've been focusing on and concentrating on and dealing with. Just let it go. We're really designed to think with our hearts. There are people at the Heart Math Institute who have discovered that our hearts put out 5,000 times more energy than our brain. So make your heart the center of operations. Make your heart the one in charge. And then all these feelings of depression and anxiety and panic just melt away. Because in our hearts we feel love. It's only in our brain that we generate panic. So get the feeling of being guided by your heart. And these other old feelings and old habits will just melt away into the past. Leave them here. In the Arcturian ship, they'll take care of it. And you walk away shiny and new. Sananda has finished his rounds. Mother, Father, God have sent the beautiful healing pulse. And you know, I haven't mentioned this before, but I hear music in the background. Like, it's like angels singing. They make a beautiful, gentle sound that is just bright and beautiful, like the most beautiful Christmas music. It's sweet and sort of unobtrusive but uplifting. Breathe that in too. And let your ears be filled with that beautiful high-level energy that is like a chorus. And it's in alignment with our heartbeat, with our high vibration. Oh, what a pleasure. All right. Now they're taking away all the equipment and the Arcturians, you know, these are beings, our masters who are in the center, and the Arcturians too, are beings who are very high energy, but they're also very happy people. They take their job seriously, but they love to play and they love to joke. And when they finish, they do these little fun things like would be our equivalent of high five, you know. They congratulate each other. They have these just the big smiles on their faces, and they're joyful about being able to help everybody. So there's a real feeling like yahoo at the end of these healing sessions, where everybody is so happy with how they've helped and how skillful they are and what fun it is to help us all. So the healers, they're feeling that way too. So all of you who've had your healing, those of you who came limping in, hopefully you will feel yourself standing up straight. You'll feel the love flowing through your body. You'll keep it. Keep that high energy and love flowing in. Now, let's all come around the circle and gather. Give our bows and our thanks to the wonderful healing group, all our healers. And you know, there are more than 1,500 people who signed up to be healers on these calls. And we thank them for their dedication and their help. We couldn't do this without them. And we also thank the Masters, Mother, Father, God. They're smiling. They do their gentle bows to acknowledge our thanks. Send us another blast of love. So now we're all going to gather, wave goodbye, gather back out in the doors have opened. We can go out into the healing, out of the healing room and into the reception area. And we've been asked, let's see, we usually send a healing pulse, all of us together, as we leave. Before we leave, we all concentrate together along with the Masters and the Arcturians, and we all together send a healing pulse to the earth to heal all the people and the beings, the elementals, all the kingdoms of the earth, to heal and restore her to her pristine beauty and health. So let's all together concentrate, and I'm going to count from 3 to 1, and we're all going to send a big blast of healing energy and love to the planet. And especially to all of those who are trying to interfere with the prosperity and the love that and the freedom that is being generated now on the planet. So let's just send them love so they will step aside, and you're going to see an explosion of happiness and prosperity and abundance and love like we've never experienced before. So, 3, 2, 1, sending. That's it. Send a big, focused energy blast right down to the planet, filled with love and light, and it hits the grid, and it just travels around the earth, so the whole earth just lights up like sparkles. And we've been told everyone on the planet can feel it. So right now, everybody on the planet is getting a big blast of love. And wherever they are, whether it's day or night, morning, evening, they're all going to feel this, woo! And they're all going to smile. Okay. Now let's all move to our corridor. You can take the hands and then give a hug to those friends that you came with and that are feeling better, and we're all feeling better for them. So let's gather together. You can take the hands of the people next to you, and we're going to float back down along our corridor. Just gently, great feeling, weightless. Now we go back to our homes, back to your chair, and here we are. Keep it. Don't say to yourself, okay, now I'm back to real life. Uh-uh, that was real life. We're coming from real life. This stuff we're doing on the ground is just temporary. This is just learning our lessons so we can ascend. And that's what we're preparing for now. Okay, welcome back everybody on the chat room. They're all coming back to say thank you and greetings and sending healing energy to everybody, love and light, and greetings for the holidays. I think there have always been civilizations that have celebrated this time of year, all the way back to the pagan celebrations of the solstice. Oh, that's right. We have changed our time for the coming calls. Ariel is reminding me. Why don't I put her on and maybe she can remember? It's 8 o'clock Pacific time. We're going to do a call on Christmas night, Wednesday. Christmas night, tomorrow night, at 8 o'clock Pacific time. It will be a special call, and I sent a notice out to people with the schedule on it. So if you're signed up to get the messages from Mother, Father, God, and my messages, you have the schedule there. And Jelena is saying this was the best healing ever. Oh, good. And they're all sending love. So put this on your schedule. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Pacific time. We had to move it later because, you know, we have a little one here, 4-year-old, and lots of presents to open and some fun things to do. So, and we're also going to do a call on Thursday night. Same time, 8 o'clock in the evening Pacific, which is 11 Eastern time, and the rest of you can figure it out from there, I think. 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern, and so on. So Christmas night call, We hope to see all of you there. And we're wishing a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. And I'm going to put Ariel back on to also talk with you. And we'll also talk about next week's healing sessions. Okay, here you go.
I hope everybody out there received and accepted the healing that you got today, because there was a big blast of energy we sent out. I want to tell you something. Catherine's show has now hit 215,000 people. Light family, that is amazing. It is our job to go out there into the world and wake up brothers and sisters every day. Just pass your love on. We're doing a great job of it, and it feels so wonderful. We appreciate you all so much. We want you to know. I want to tell you something. Catherine has private sessions, and we have gift certificates available. You know how wonderful each of these calls feel. When you have a private session with her, it is just such a life-changing event. I know I say that all the time, but it's just remarkable listening to the people that have had private sessions and how much it's changed their lives. On those sessions, you can work on childhood blocks. You can work on problems of the past. You can learn and work on visual centering with Catherine that helps wake up your psychic abilities. You can find out who your twin flame is, and that's really fun. You can find out your soul incarnation name. Talk to the masters, just whatever questions you might have. But it's so awakening, and it's so enlightening, and it just makes you feel so good. So you can find out all about that on our Facebook page, Healing for Ascension Tour. So anyway, come there, like us, chat with us. We love you all. I'm passing it back to Catherine now. Little Noev and Gabriella and Master Shay are all sitting here, and they send their love to everyone too. Bye-bye. We love you.
Those of you who are not familiar with Little Master Che, he is my chihuahua, who is also a healer and has become able, apparently, to see spirit entities who are here with us and talk with them, because when we do healings, he has been known to look across the room into space in a very particular way and bark. But it's not barking as if he's afraid. It's communication. He just gives one bark to acknowledge the spirit that he sees in the room, or the spirits. So this was a fun call, and I'm so happy to be doing this on Christmas Eve and starting off the day for us. So for all of you, it's happy morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you might be. So they're talking in the chat room about sending energy and how it works without three-dimensional wires. You can receive the energy even if you lose your contact to the show. Sometimes people get cut off, but the energy continues to flow. So we're going to say so long for now. We're going to post the hours. It will always be on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to post the hours because we need to change the Tuesday morning healing sessions to be probably 8 o'clock Pacific time in the morning rather than 7. That was a little too early for me. So we will have that posted on our Facebook page and also on Blog Talk Radio. So there are plenty of places you can get the schedule. And we will also give it to Anne to post on the website. She's our webmaster, but she's now on a 2-day vacation hiatus. No more computer for 2 days. So we congratulate her on that. She has been hard at work at her computer day and night for months now without a break. So Remember, tomorrow night, our special Christmas show, Father God actually called me on the phone to ask me. He talks to me in other ways, too, but Zaria, his son Zaria, called with Father God coming through, asked that we do a special Christmas show. So I haven't heard back from Zaria, but I'm pretty sure that he'll be here, too, as well. And probably Santa Claus can give us a recap of what his adventures were. So we'll talk to all of you tomorrow night. 8 o'clock Pacific time, 11 Eastern time. Until then, happy Christmas Eve, happy whatever you might celebrate, happy solstice, and so long, everybody.